You're listening to CJMQ 88.9, your favorite local radio. I'm Adele, your host for this third episode of The Headline Decoder, your weekly Canadian political breakdown where I inform you of political news and events in a neutral and unbiased way so that you can understand the politics that shape our country. In today's episode, I will talk about one person who has really inspired me lately and who plays an important role in the politics of our country. This March, I was part of a group of students from Bishop's University who had the amazing opportunity to meet with the Honorable Greg Fergus at the Parliament of Ottawa. He gave us a tour of the House of Commons, but it was much more than a simple visit. During the meeting with Mr. Fergus, I learned more about his aspirations to become a federal politician, his exceptional background, and his perspectives on politics and life. This was truly inspiring to me, and I believe that anyone, interested in politics or not, can benefit from learning more about that. That's why these aspects will be at the center of today's episode, as well as some insight into what the role of Speaker at the House of Commons and being a Member of Parliament can look like. I will do my best to share with you the knowledge I acquired during the visit and how meaningful it is for everyone. I hope that you'll be as inspired and impressed by him as I am. Let's start by discussing some facts about the Honorable Greg Fergus. Throughout the episode, I will define some important political terms because this podcast is meant for everyone, regardless of age or political knowledge. The first thing to know is that Mr. Fergus is a Member of Parliament in the federal government of Canada. To make it short, Canada is a parliamentary system, and the said parliament is divided into three branches: the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. The legislative branch is the law-making body and is made up of two houses, because Canada's parliament is bicameral. There's the Senate, or upper house, and the House of Commons, also known as the lower house. The House of Commons will be our focus today, and in Canada, it's the most important house because it represents the people. In terms of legislative duties, the House of Commons is responsible for proposing, debating, and passing laws. Because Canada is a representative democracy, the House of Commons has 343 members. Each represents one riding to ensure that interests of all Canadians are represented in the legislature. The 343 members are elected to the House by the people of the riding they're running for and represent their constituency in the House. This makes the lower house very legitimate. The Honorable Greg Fergus represents the constituency of Haut-Aylmer near Gatineau in the province of Quebec. Moreover, almost every representative is affiliated with a political party. Mr. Fergus is a Member of Parliament for the Liberal Party of Canada, with which he has been affiliated throughout his political career. Now, let's talk about the many functions that parliamentarians occupy and some of those filled by Mr. Fergus. Each member of the House of Commons has constituency duties, which regard work in their communities, and they also have parliamentary work. People often like to criticize politicians, but the truth is that they play a fundamental role in determining the rules and institutions that shape society and keep it civilized. Without them, society would be very disorganized, including education and healthcare systems, economic policies, international relations, and much more. On top of his constituency duties, the Honorable Greg Fergus has a very busy parliamentary function. It would be too long to list all the positions he has occupied over time, but some include being Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister, Minister of Digital Government, Minister of Innovation, Science and Development, President of the Treasury Board, and Minister of Health. In addition, here are some of the current roles Mr. Fergus occupies. Right now, he's a member of the National Security and Intelligence Committee of Parliamentarians. He's also a member of 17 other parliamentary associations and interparliamentary groups. Many of those roles he occupies provide forums for relations between Canada and other countries. For example, the Canada-Europe Parliamentary Association that he's part of provides a forum for exchange between Canadian parliamentarians and parliamentary institutions and national parliaments in Europe. Here are a few other positions Mr. Fergus engages with right now. The Canadian NATO Parliamentary Association, the Canadian branch of the Assemblée parlementaire de la Francophonie, and the Canadian delegation to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Parliamentary Assembly. As you can see, the function of a member of parliament is very demanding, and in many regards, politicians make decisions on behalf of the people, and although we might not always agree with their policies and choices, the roles they play in society are crucial. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, they have a good say on what's happening within the country and internationally. That's because politics is all about who holds power in society to keep it civilized. Politicians determine society's fundamental systems and policies. As Canadians, we're lucky to have a say in who governs us and make decisions to represent our interests. Voting is a right we consider fundamental in our democracy, but many people in the world don't have that opportunity, which is why we must use this right. That's something Mr. Fergus would agree with. For citizens, voting means we can choose members of parliament like Greg Fergus, who work hard to represent the people of their constituencies and the country, to have a real impact on society. That's what will end today's episode, but come back again because this topic isn't closed yet. We haven't even really gotten into the interesting stuff yet. The next segment will give us a deeper insight into things Greg Fergus has told us in Ottawa or in other interviews. I'll focus on his background and what has led him into politics from his teenage years, as well as some stories he's told and then his specific perspective on diverse topics. This was Adele with another episode of The Headline Decoder on CJMQ 88.9. Stay alert for the second part of this episode on the Honorable Greg Fergus. Until then, take care.